Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No song is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Please remain standing for the opening prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather and worship you in the singing of our favorite Christmas carols and listening to the words you have given us. As we travel through Advent, let us be shown its true meaning, preparing ourselves to receive the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of his peace, and the gift of the promise that he will bring us into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. Help us to be instruments of the peace, love, hope, light, and joy you freely offer. And may our time together be a blessing to each one here. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Praying is a big part of this church congregation. And so before we get into our singing of the carols that we love, I'm just going to give you an opportunity to raise any prayer concerns you have or praises, saying them out loud or just thinking them inside your heart. We'll do that for the next little while until it seems like everybody's done, and then we will continue on with a little more prayer. So does anyone have any prayer requests for today? Or praises? Yes, Dean.
I have a neighbor, Susan Johnson. She's in Boston Hospital at the time, having heart so I'm praying for her to get better.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Pam, would you please get the things that these young folks need? Thank you. I'd like to praise God for all of you today. You put a big smile on my face to see all of you filling the pews in this church. You know, this church was built in 1892, and it was December of that year when they had their first service here, and it was overflowing with people. That may have been the only service they had in a December, because they didn't meet during the winter months. It was a little bit too cold, a little bit too far to travel, but you all made the trip today, so this is really good. So I praise God for you. Yes, Diana.
The lady that I talked about the last Sunday that we were here about the cancer, one part, she doesn't have it.
Yay.
Praise God. So she has one more test to do. So keep your fingers crossed.
And point it upward.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. Amen to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Doug.
For peace among the nations and within this nation.
And great big amen to that too. For sure. Well, then let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray for the world that God so loves that he gave his only begotten Son. Let us pray for those who have not heard the good news of God or who do not believe. And let us pray for this church and churches everywhere. Let us keep in our hearts those who cannot be here this Christmas time, those who are far away from home, those defending the freedoms we enjoy, those who are not able to travel for whatever reason prevents it, and those whom you have called home to be with you. You know our petitions, Lord, whether we voiced them or not. We thank you for always hearing our prayers. All are offered with the faith that there will be an answer, not always the answer we want or in ways we will understand, but in the way you feel is best. All these things we pray before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, so at this point in the service, you get to choose what we're going to sing. I'd ask you, when you go through your caroling book, if you pick out a song, let us know the number of the song, the name of the song and which number of verses, which verses you would like to have sung. Raise your hand if you have a song. Yes, sir.
Go Town on the Mountain, page 7.
Page 7. And how many verses, sir?
Oh, the first two.
The first two verses. Go Tell It on the Mountain. So lovely to hear all your voices. Who's next? Yes, Doris.
14, Joy to the World, verses 1 and 4.
Verses 1 and 4 of Joy to the World, number 14. Can you all hear me okay? Am I carrying to the back of the room?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Ready from over here?
Page number 6.
Number 6.
1 and 3.
Ding Dong, Merrily on High. I love this song. 1 and 3. Verses 1 and 3 of Ding Dong, Merrily on High. This is a very merry song.
Yeah.
What's the next one, two or three? Three. Okay, number three. We get to do that all again. Pray you dutifully find your Latin chime keyringers. May you dutifully rhyme your in time song key singers. Oh, 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 oh. Definitely deserve a round of applause for that. Thank you. Perfect song. Pardon? You want us to do number two? All right, one more time, everybody. Verse two. Move to hymn number two. That was an honest mistake. Oh, I get it. Okay. All right, hymn number two, Angels We Have Heard on High. Which verses would you like?
One and three.
One and three. Put somebody on this bench as well?
We're good.
You're all good? Okay, Pam?
I'm on it.
Okay. We're going to get you some books and some candles and a bulletin so that you know what we're doing, friends. All right, in the meantime, have we got another song? Oh, Vicki?
11, 1 and 3.
11. Which is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, verses 1 and 3. Somebody's bringing your books up for you, in case you didn't get one. there was someone behind Vicki that raised their hand. Yes, ma'am?
13, it came upon midnight clear. 1, 2, and 5.
1, 2, and 5 of number 13, it came upon the midnight clear. Page number?
Page 3.
Away in a manger, verses 1 and 2. Okay.
Thank you.
it's getting a little hard to see the words for some of you. Hard for me. One more. Yes, Diana?
Gotta do 28.
Would that be when you wish? We wish. We wish you a Merry Christmas, number 28.
I think just one.
Just the first verse?
Yeah, we could do it twice.
Okay. Church depends on the generosity of the people who come to the church. So we will take an offering at this time. But if you are not prepared to put anything in our baskets, please know that your presence is really gift enough. You guys can reach those. So this is not the hymn that we were asked for, but if you want to find it, it's number 19. First verse. Oh, now we're going to do, okay. So now we're going to go to number 18. Yep. And we're going to do, let's just do the first verse on this one. Ask you to stand as we sing the doxology. The words to the doxology are in your bulletin.
Father, Son, and Holy.
We offer to you, Lord, the work of our hands, represented by that which is placed in these baskets. We pray you use our offerings to continue your work. Bless us and what we offer. Amen. You may be seated. We'll now do three readings that have to do with the prophesying of the birth of Jesus. If you look in your bulletin, you'll see what the first reading is, and then we'll sing verses 1 and 2. I think we'll sing just verse 2. Verses 1 and 2 of carol number 5. Forgive my confusion. So, Tony, if you would come on up.
I read from Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be known, shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
From Isaiah. The first one is Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Isaiah 9:2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Verse 9, 6 and 7, for to us a child is born, to a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5 and 10. This is the New Living Translation. A branch from Jesse's line. Out of the stump of Jesse's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make a decision based on hearsay. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. He will wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. In that day, the heir to Jesse's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be a glorious place. All year long, I am listening for what God gives me to work with for a message for this service. This year, sometime during the summer, I got my message from the radio, which is pretty much where I usually get it. When I'm in my car, I'm listening to Christian radio, and something will just kind of jump out at me, and I'll say, oh, I think that's what I'm supposed to talk about. So, this year it was a commentator made mention of St. Francis Assisi's prayer, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. A very simple prayer that gives me goosebumps every time I read it. It's the word instrument that jumped out at me. Am I an instrument for God? Am I an instrument for his peace, his love? Do I offer hope, faith, light, joy? Do I console? Do I understand? Do I pardon? I strive to do all of those things, but I think I can always improve. Maybe the word instrument makes you think of a guitar or a piano or a trumpet. In fact, raise your hand if you play an instrument. Raise your hand if you'd like to play an instrument. I would love to play an instrument. Raise your hand if you can play a pump organ, because we could really use a little help with this throughout the year. Yeah. A musical instrument is, by definition, a device created or adapted to make musical sounds. In principle, any object that produces sound can be considered a musical instrument. It is through purpose that the object becomes a musical instrument. So not just a horn or a violin, but also a set of spoons or a saw or a couple of blocks. Beyond being musical, an instrument is an implement designed to perform a specific function in a valid and reliable manner, a means whereby something is achieved, performed, or furthered. Surgeons use surgical instruments. You have instruments on your dashboards. There's all kinds of instruments out there. We, too, are instruments when we do what will bring ourselves and others to the place God wants us to be. The prophets were instruments in the foretelling of Jesus. Joseph was an instrument in making sure Mary got to where she needed to be. The disciples were all instruments, sharing the good news and starting churches. Jesus is the instrument of God's love for us. Doomed by our sins, we find another chance in Jesus. He is our Savior. He reconciles sinners with God. As Christians, we certainly have the potential to be God's instruments. But how can we be a true instrument of God? A true instrument of God is someone whose mind and heart are kind and generous and pure. He or she wants nothing but to exalt the greatness of God and to help others recognize their need for him. Our voices are also instruments. When you speak, your instrument asks a question or makes a statement. Every time you sing a hymn or a carol or any song, you are using your God-given instrument. What music can you make that others will hear and recognize you as a child of God? Another thing I do each year is to try to find someone who will do special music during the service. And one year I was actually successful. In addition to the organ, we had a flautist and we had an accordion playing. And it was beautiful to hear the different instruments playing these songs that we've enjoyed singing today. But at this point, I'd like to interrupt this message for an orchestral interlude. So I'm going to ask three people to come up here and join me. Now, if you know me, you know I try to always get some kind of a song into any of my messages. This year, I'm going to have a little help with that. This is called the Orchestra Song. And this is a song I learned in second grade. And it's a song that's really hard to sing by yourself. And I kind of forgot about the song until I saw the 1998 movie, You've Got Mail. And there were people singing that little, just that small clip of the orchestra song. So today, I present you with the orchestra. The violin's ringing like lovely singing. The violin's ringing like lovely song. The clarinet goes doodle, 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 dead. The clarinet goes doodly, 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 dead. The violin ringing like lovely singing. The violin's ringing the lovely song.
The horn awakes me at morn. The horn, it sounds so forlorn.
The horn, singing, the violin's ringing like lovely song.
The drums playing two tones, they're always the same tones. 5-1-1-5-5-5-5-5-1.
The violins are ringing, the lovely song.
Just fulfilled a bucket list for me.
Very good.
Check that one off. So we're just a quartet. But wouldn't it be lovely if we had a full-on orchestra? Would any of you like to join in? This is where you can roll your eyes. But still, I hope that some of you will participate. So if you look on the back of your bulletin.
It's dark in here. We can't see anybody.
Look on the back of your bulletin. And so if you want to be a violin, I'm going to sing that with you now. And then Pam will sing with anybody who wants to be a clarinet. Steve will sing with any horns. Dee with any drums. And then we'll all sing it together. And when we sing it together, if you want to put a finger in your ear so that you're not being distracted but while anybody else is singing, feel free to do that. So give us that F. So here's the violins. The violin's ringing like lovely singing. The violin's ringing like lovely song.
The horn sounds so forlorn.
The drums playing two tones, they're always the same tone.
5-1-1-5-5-5-5-5-1.
All right, are we ready? There's the note. The violins ringing like lovely singing. The violins are ringing like lovely song. The violins ringing like lovely singing. The violins ringing like lovely. much. Thank you so much.
Go to the Santa Clauses.
All right. No Santa Clauses. You know, this could have really been a bust, but I think we did very well, all things considered. And what I'd like to say, and to tie this into my message, is look how much more sound an orchestra makes. See how much further the sound carries when there are many compared to only a few. And how much more meaningful when we blend our voices. As Christians, we are all telling the same story, just in a different way. You can use your voice, your instrument, to share about this baby that we honor today. Recognizing our voices are all different, maybe your voice is like a harp. Not particularly loud, but the sound does penetrate. Maybe you're more like the oboe, clear and bright and piercing. Maybe you have the characteristics of a clarinet, centered, focused, confident. Drums, loud and forceful. Piano, from soft and sweet to loud and bright. Maybe who you're talking to will determine which instrument your voice will portray. If you want to be an instrument of God, you begin by saying no to all the wrong things in your life, and they say yes to the things God wants to do with you. He will then pick you up and use you in ways you would never dream of. You will succeed in doing the Lord's work. We will succeed in doing the Lord's work. Not by our natural abilities, because not all of us sing really well, but by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the divine Trinity, will empower and enable you to do whatever God calls you to do with your instrument. God wants to use you to share the story of Jesus. Will you be an instrument for God's work? Will you be a part of the orchestra? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know us. You know the needs of your children. You work through us, giving us those promptings to help one another. When we act on those promptings, we are an instrument in your hands. Lord, you will open a way for us to serve as your instrument to accomplish the task. Amen. I'll now read the Christmas story as told in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He was there to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same city, country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. This will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And they all that heard it, wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord. So at this point, we will sing our concluding carol, which is Silent Night, number 24. I'm going to ask my candle people to come forward. You've all got your candles, so what I'm going to ask you to do is when you are handed a candle, you put your unlit candle into the lit candle, turn it up, and then let the next person do the same thing and pass it down in that way. We'll be singing all the verses of Silent Night. You want to pass that one on? Thank you.
Oh,
Lord, we thank you for the honor and privilege of serving as an instrument of your holy voice and using our instrument to share the good news of Jesus Christ. May we always seek to embrace this calling with faith and sincerity. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child while using your instrument to share his story. Amen. And Merry Christmas. You can blow out your candles or walk out with them, whatever you like. And St. Paul and anybody who wants to come up to the house for a little refreshment, I hope you will.
Yeah.